we were talking about the power of the Rosie on the House website and all the information it contains for you, the Arizona homeowner. And the great thing about that is it's free. All this information about Arizona home ownership lives at Rosie on the House, as well as the number one contractor referral directory in the estate. Not the estate.
The in state. This state.
In this state of Arizona. We have one, the Maricopa County number one contractor referral directory, for 10 years in a row. We have just recently won the number one contractor referral directory in Tucson. That makes us, over and above every other referral directory available to you, the number one source for you to find great contractors to get work done at your house. Like Mitch, the homeowner, just said, it's been a long time since he's let anybody on his property that wasn't Rosie certified. You plug in your zip code under the tab Certified Partners. Which category of certified partner would you like at your house? And we try and give you a couple choices. Now, if you're looking for roofing down in Tucson, I'd like to congratulate the Rosie Certified Roofer down there, West Coast Roofing, which is one of the people you'll find under the roofing category. West Coast Roofing just won one of the top 150 roofing companies in America by Roofing Contractor Magazine.
And what's interesting about that, a lot of these awards you have to submit and apply for, they didn't even know they'd won that. Somebody called and told them, and they're like, what? Great.
Well, you won't find more award-winning contractors and service providers anywhere than if you look at rosieonthehouse.com. Shall we try and get this call real quick?
We do, and as we go to it, I'm looking at my log notes here, and I'm supposed to give away Suns tickets this time. This is to take on the Brooklyn Nets, 6 o'clock on November 10th. Here's a trivia question. You text the answer to 411 at 923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. How many different logos have the Suns had over the years? That question was asked on our newsletter that we send out digitally on Thursday. Give everyone a chance to look up the answers, or if you just know it because you're a Suns fanatic, congratulations. Text that answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. We're going to go to Ken, working on some copper water lines. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, guys. Yes, so I am in the process of trying to fix a water hammering issue, and I discovered that I have some lines that was not attached properly, and they were just like basically free floating in the wall. So I'm attaching, I have copper lines, as you know, and I'm attaching those copper clips.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, can I just use a drywall screw? Is there going to be any kind of, I'm not sure what the word is.
Hazard.
But, degrading of that clip.
Oh, no.
With the regular drywall screw.
No, not at all. You're not worried, will that drywall screw touching that copper rust out?
Corrode.
Yes.
Electrolysis.
Corrode. Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, you could always switch to a zinc-coated screw if you were worried about it, but as far as I know, that's not going to create any type of issue because the clip itself, you know, is only holding the copper wire. No water's running through it. It's running through the inside of the line itself, and you should be fine with drywall screws if that's what you have at the house.
Now, Ken, I don't know why the copper lines are loose, but just anchoring them won't eliminate the air hammer. You're gonna have to put an air hammer arrestor inside the system somewhere.
Okay. The noise is actually coming from where I thought was inside the wall. It's more likely coming in the attic.
Can you determine which plumbing fixture more often than not causes the problem?
It's the washing machine.
Okay. You can actually go to the website and Google Sioux Chief. like the Indian tribe, Sioux, Sioux chief.
Okay.
Air hammer arrestor. Order one for about $12 for the Washington supply line. Install that, and you'll solve the problem. And then you might want to check the pressure on your house and make sure you're not over 65 pounds PSI when it comes into the house. Check the pressure.
So, yeah, so I've done that.
Good.
I was at 70, so I brought it down to 60.
Perfect.
I have added those hammer arresters to the washer, and it's still happening.
Oh, then we've got something else going on.
And is it the air hammer, or is it changed to that rattling where you just hear the pipes loose in the wall? Or is it still that real hard conk?
Yes, it's the hard noise. I haven't really tested it since. I was listening to your program. I said, "Dang it, I'm going to call these guys." I have attached it. I've shored up the pipes, but I have not tested it yet.
Okay. Well, you're
proceeding
along the right lines. You've got the walls open. You're re-anchoring the copper pipe. That spark arrestor should have taken care of it. If not, you may have to replace the solenoid in your washing machine. It may be instantaneously shutting the water off. It should be using a fraction of a second, not a nanosecond. If it's shutting it off too fast, that's what's causing the problem. And replacing a solenoid in that washing machine will very often solve that particular problem.
And don't close up the drywall till we get this solved.
Yeah, right.